16%.
Now 7 after the hour. It is the Good Day Weekend program. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen, inviting your calls at 888-553-7536. Don't forget to check out the website that Dr. Ken has, his connection to you. There's an interesting blog that's being conducted all the time at drkenshow.com. Click the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. There's a blog tab. And ask away or discuss away some of the issues of the day, medical issues of the day. There's an email here from somebody questioning doctor ratings, Ken, that we ought to get to. But first, let's spend some time with Brian, who's called in from Olympia, Washington. I understand you're in Olympia, Brian. Please go ahead. You're now on the air.
Yes, sir. I'm in Olympia, Washington. Thank you for taking my call, sir.
Hi, sure. Brian.
Hey, Dr. Ken's up in the chat room. Listen, I have a question for you in regards to been on penicillin off and on through my life through whatever issues. About a month ago, I had a toothache, put me on penicillin. A day and a half later, all of a sudden, my tongue swelled up. Hives hit me. I had to go into the emergency room. I was wheezing. They put me on some Benadryl, watched me for a couple hours, and sent me home and said, don't take penicillin anymore. Put that on your list of medications that you're allergic to. What? Why did that just happen?
Well, you know, penicillin allergy has a little bit of a mystery to it. A lot of people say they're penicillin allergic, and they're not. A lot of people, surprisingly, find out later in life that they are. The allergy to penicillin presents with either a rash or what you're describing, Brian, what we call anaphylaxis, where the tongue gets swollen, you can't breathe, you might pass out. And that's a medical emergency, and that's what we hate to have happen, because that really can be a tragedy. Sometimes you have to give that shot of epinephrine in your butt to keep you alive, in your leg. But fortunately, they didn't have to do that. So tell me, Brian, how do you know that you've been given penicillin before?
Oh, but just because I've had some teeth problems in the past.
And what drug were you given?
Just regular penicillin, old. And then they take it every 6 hours, like 150 milligrams a day. I can't remember exactly.
So old-fashioned, what we call penicillin VK, they gave you years ago?
Yes, yes. And the last time that I was on the penicillin, yes, it's just the old-fashioned. I had to have a tooth removed, the wisdom tooth, and it was impacted, and they gave me...
What was the exact name of the drug that you actually had this... What sounds to me was definitely an allergic reaction.
The name of the drug that I was on?
The exact name.
The one that caused me the reaction?
Correct.
Yes, it was the name of it was penicillin.
Are you sure?
I don't have the bottle in front of
Brian,
me.
Brian, I'm going to give you a little homework. I want you to check the prescription and see the exact name of it.
Okay, because they put me on amoxicillin afterwards,
right,
and said, finish taking that. And you're right, it was kind of pretty scary. The emergency room doctor stayed with me for about 45 minutes, and I figured I must have been a pretty popular guy to have an emergency room doc stay with me for that long.
Well, yeah, having your tongue swell to a drug, a penicillin-like drug, and that's what it sounds like, would catch my attention. I wouldn't get you out of my sight until I saw that you were breathing fine.
Right, that's basically what the deal was. Okay, I'll check that, Doc, and then I'll just send it to you in an email, and maybe you can get
all right
back with me.
I'll untangle this for you. But right now, make sure you don't take anything that's in the family of the penicillins until this gets untangled.
Rich, Ken loves to have the opportunity to get to the bottom of things. It's one of the things in life that turns him on. And there's nothing wrong with that.
A medical detective,
yeah,
I've been
told. Right.
But
yeah.
I'm not the district attorney. I get accused of that.
No, that'd be a good... Isn't there some show... I'm amazed there hasn't been some show that sort of follows that.
There was, wasn't there in the 80s a pathologist who did all this detective
work? Yeah, I think there was. With all the medical examiners,
yeah,
and that sort of stuff.
The ME show.
Everywhere, yeah. Medical. Fred Barnes,
yeah,
medical examiner.
Examiner, yes.
I don't think Fred Barnes would be examining anybody's medical thing. Anyway.
It was a good idea, though.
Yeah, 888-553-7536. I want to tell you about a conversation I had with a dear friend of mine last night,
yes,
who had a luncheon appointment with me yesterday, and he canceled it. So he called me later. He called me a couple of times in the afternoon, and he finally reached me last night. Actually, I was out on the tractor mowing hay, if you can believe that, in the middle of November. And so we had a quick conversation about his prostate. He went to see his urologist because his PSA numbers are rising fairly rapidly, and he now has a 4.6, and he's late 50s, a little heavy, doesn't smoke, doesn't, you know, he eats a little extra, probably Italian food from time to time, and he has a few beers from time to time, and I don't know about his love life, but I did tell him when he told me that he had just gotten his prostate checkup, you know, the digital rectal exam after the blood work, and so somebody's obviously concerned about something here. His wife, Ken, is the one who sent him to the appointment. He'd made the appointment. He forgot about the appointment. I think there's maybe a little, who knows, a little psychological thing. I'm not going to overemphasize that part of it, but sometimes men are in denial when it comes to this sort of thing. If you don't get a prostate checkup until it's too late, you have no one to blame but yourself. Now, this is not about fixing the blame. This is about fixing the problem. So I told him. I sounded like I was doing a commercial. I'm sitting on my tractor talking to this guy who's in his car. I said, have you ever heard of a product called Super Beta Prostate? And he said, yeah, I've heard. He listens to me. He said, I've heard you talk about it. And I've heard other people, celebrities talking about it. I said, yep, that's the product that you should be on to feed your prostate, get the PSA test down, deal with it, don't avoid it. So he took the number down, and the number, by the way, is 800-607-7078. You can call that number right now and get a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. There are tens of millions of bottles of this stuff that's been sold over the years, so you know that it works, Ken. And it works because it has all this good stuff in it to feed your prostate.
Absolutely. It has pure beta cytosterols in it. There's been publications in the medical journal Lancet showing that this is very effective for hypertrophy, enlargement of the prostate. But your friend, I hope, got a good digital rectal exam.
He did. He told me all about it.
And an ultrasound. Cause
I don't know he got an ultrasound. I'll ask him that when I see him.
Because there we're concerned that he may have cancer. But to keep the prostate healthy before any of these issues occur, so you have good urine flow, good sexual function, the pure beta cytosterols is the natural way we love to do it. And there's good medical evidence in the medical journal Lancet that it's safe and effective.
The same story repeated hundreds of times a day. My God, be smart. Get yourself a free bottle of Beta Prostate by calling 800-607-7078. You'll pay a small shipping and handling charge. One free bottle is yours. Super Beta Prostate, 800-607-7078.
And now for the bonus round. Old wives have tails. What do old husbands have?
Oh, back pain.
Correct.
Oh, yeah.
If a tree falls in the forest,
a souffle rises in the city.
Correct. What's the newest way Netflix delivers movies?
Oh, instantly through Wii.
Correct. Netflix now delivers unlimited TV episodes and movies instantly to your TV through your Wii console, all for only $9 a month.
See terms of use.
After age 21, young adults with disabilities age out of the services and supports provided by law through the school system. As a result, families are faced with concerns about their adult child's immediate needs for employment, housing, independence, health care, and financial security. Patricia Wright is Director of Autism Services for Easter Seals, a nonprofit offering services to people with disabilities.
Parents of adult children with developmental disabilities are really struggling with concerns that impact every aspect of their lives, especially when it comes to their financial well-being and independence. They are particularly fearful about what will happen to their son or daughter with a disability when they are no longer able to care for them, yet have done little to prepare for that time. Easter Seals is working to raise awareness of and advocate for the lifelong services families desperately need.
For more information from Easter Seals' new study about parents of adult children with disabilities, visit easterseals.com. I'm Lee Shepherd.
I don't want to grow up, want to be a Toys R Us kid. shop Toys R Us for super deals on the biggest selection of toys and video games from the hottest brands like Barbie, Fisher-Price, Lego, Nintendo, and more. If you're expecting a baby, register with Babies R Us. We make it easy to plan for baby's arrival. Sign up in-store or online. Plus, make shopping even more rewarding. Join our free rewards program at Toys R Us and Babies R Us and get exclusive offers, discounts, and more. Toys R Us and Babies R Us, the hottest toys and everything for baby, all at low prices. Come shop and save today.
888-553-7536 to reach Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Here's Greg, who is in Fresno, I believe. Is that right, Greg? Is that where you are?
Yes, that is true. Thank you.
You're welcome. Go ahead. You're on, Dr. Ken.
Well, thank you very much, Dr. Ken. I'm impressed with your wide range of knowledge. I mean, you obviously are a doctor, but you have very good advice.
Well, yeah, I appreciate you saying that. I've been around a lot. I try to keep up, read, and I just try to listen a lot. And hopefully we can help you, Greg.
All right. Well, if you have on your screen, my problem is my daughter has and always has had kind of bad breath, and I've taken care of her dental work herself. And when I say dental work, she has no cavities. I've flossed since she was a little girl. I've brushed her teeth, and she's taken on that responsibility herself now. And she brushes her tongue, and she eats, has a good diet. We've found out that she actually has quite big tonsils, and she's getting this this white material that comes out of her tonsils.
That'll do it.
Yeah, and I'm just wondering what the solution might be.
Well, she's 19.
Yes.
And you've done. You are a great doc, father. You get Father of the Week award. You know, it never ends, and you're doing all the right things. Halitosis, you know, doctors have a big name for everything. You want to brush your teeth after you eat, floss at least once a day, brush your tongue. I don't think she has dentures. Sometimes that can do it. Drink plenty of water, and also the diet can do it. You want to minimize alcohol and coffee intake, and you want to just eat some high-fiber foods. That can sometimes help. And try to use a fairly new toothbrush whenever, and get to the dentist very often. And you've done all the lifestyle things very well. She might have a chronic infection in her tonsils. That's what it sounds like to me. And it seems like it's ear, nose, and throat day today, Doug. And, Greg, just like I mentioned to the other caller, she needs to get to an ear, nose, and throat doctor and see if she has a chronic abscess in her tonsils. Because that's what it sounds like to me, and that definitely could be causing something that you need to hold your nose when you get close to her.
All right, well, I'll look into that.
You're a great father. I've got a 14-year-old, and it never does end.
Well, if you start early, they take on the responsibilities, and they take on the habits of doing it. So she won't go to bed without flossing and brushing.
And I'm sure that this is creating, you know, above-the-neck issues besides the physical issues. So this needs to be solved. You know, a 19-year-old girl, this is going to drive her crazy. Get her, find out, you're a clever guy, Greg, I can tell. Find out, you know, you're in Fresno?
I am.
You know, I used to moonlight in Fresno when I was working in San Francisco, and I would hang out in Yosemite and some of those freestanding ERs. Great people there, enjoyed it. You know, maybe we crossed paths 20 years ago, 30 years ago. But get her. There's a lot of good talent in that area medically. Get her. You could find the best otorhinolaryngologist. It's a mouthful, or ENT doctor, and somebody who sees adults, younger adults, so that your daughter is very comfortable with he or she, and they'll diagnose this real quickly. I have a feeling there's an abscess in her tonsils.
All right. Well, I appreciate the input. I knew I'd get a good answer and an interesting answer. I love that one from you. Thank you.
Yes, sir. 888-553-7536. Scientists are turning skin into blood. What's that story?
Yes, this is very exciting, Doug, because using the stem cells all around, this avoids the stem cells. But imagine going into the hospital. This is going to be available, I'd say, in 2 years. Give some of your skin, you get blood back.
Not a bad deal. Don't have to give any blood here. Just call Dr. Ken, 888-55-DRKEN.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish at M10 gas masks are 3 for $30. And Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them. Plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179. 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
Do you have pain from a soft tissue injury? Would you like to alleviate that pain in 10 minutes? Science has now figured out how to put healing sound frequencies into a kaolin clay and polymer gel. Once applied to the area of pain, frequency signals are transmitted to the area of injury that activates the release of prostaglandin hormones. Your body's own prostaglandin hormones eliminate inflammation and the pain that it is causing. The result is the elimination of pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. We have thermography pictures to prove its effectiveness. The only alternatives on the market are topical cooling agents that for many are poor performers, often smell bad, may be oily, and do not activate the body's innate response system. If you'd like a superior alternative to alleviating soft tissue trauma pain in as little as 10 minutes, please call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit knockoutpaincream.com. That's knockoutpaincream.com.
How is your heart? How is your health? How is your head? All those things important when it comes to your own feelings about yourself and your health. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here to answer your questions, address whatever concerns you may have at 888-553-7536. There's a story this weekend about a man from Minnesota, Ken, who runs 37 miles a day and has done for the past 100 days straight to raise awareness of Crohn's disease. Running a marathon is 26.2 miles, I think, isn't it?
Yes, very impressive.
So this guy's running 37 miles, which is a marathon and a half. And basically what that is running across the country. His name is Steve Knowlton. He started out in Seattle, ran to Key Largo, Florida, and he got 3,717 miles under him. And all of this was to promote awareness of Crohn's disease. What is Crohn's disease?
Crohn's disease is an inflammatory bowel disease where the immune system just attacks the small bowel, but it can be anywhere in the intestines. And it's a tough disease. You have all the different symptoms you could imagine when the digestive system is not working properly. And we give immune-lowering drugs. And it can sometimes can be a tough thing to treat. Sometimes we can treat it well.
Yeah. So in this circumstance, is it a big problem? Is it something that deserves the attention this man has brought to it?
Yes, it is a big problem. We've made some success with it, but a lot more research needs to be done about this. It was first described where I was an undergraduate at the University of Rochester by a pathologist there. And, it's a problem that we still really don't understand too well.
This guy apparently had it. He went from 180 pounds to 132 pounds. He's 6'3".
Yeah, he lost. Yeah,
wow.
The digestive, it waxes and wanes. Sometimes the immune system tones down. It responds to the drugs that lessen the immune system. But then, as we know, if we tone down the immune system, we get set up for other things.
Right.
So it's a real tightrope that you walk on when you treat this, and it's a lifelong problem, and it affects you forever.
Speaking of your immune system, Dr. Ken and I have the perfect. If there's any such thing as perfection, this is it. Sustanex. Sustanex is a perfect way for you to tune up, using probiotics, to tune up your immune system The cold and flu season, sadly, is upon us, Ken.
This is the real thing. This is a way that you can fight all these bugs that are out there. Get your best effort. Get your defenses as revved up as possible. Don't be afraid of taking bacteria. There's more bacteria in all of us than there are cells. And if you don't have a balance between the good and the bad will take over. And in your digestive system is two-thirds of your immune system, and you need to rev it up, and it doesn't get revved up unless it's absorbing all of the building blocks of your defense system. You need these good bacteria to make sure that the immune system will work properly. You know, I love yogurt. People say, I love kefir. People say they take both these products, they get it. Well, you don't, because the bacteria doesn't survive the acidic environment of your stomach. And what's unique about Sustanex, this particular bacteria that's in Sustanex, the organic natural coating that this bacteria has, Sustanex doesn't have to add anything. Their bacteria naturally coated with organic armor, so it survives the pH, the low pH, the acidic pH of your digestive system stomach, and it makes it out to the small intestines, and it works. It won't stay around. People have been using this bacteria for 50 years. There's been over 5 million doses. Everyone 12 and over, it's indicated. We're taking it, my family. We've got it all around the house. I'm giving it to my patients, and it's just a lovely way to fight all these flus and viruses that are out there this winter.
Try Sustanex.com. Go to that website, trysustanex.com. Get a $5 off coupon. Good, Doug. $5 off coupon. Good at Walgreens, CVS, Target, the big box stores. Sustanex. Ask for it by name. Here is Catherine in Chicago, Illinois. Catherine, you're on with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Go ahead, ma'am.
Hello, Dr. Ken.
Hi, Catherine.
I have a bit of a concern. I have developed an allergy to the sun.
Yes. You have a lovely Cockney accent, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
My
problem is that I travel a great deal back and forth across the pond.
Yes.
And last year, when this latest problem arose, my doctor had written out everything that I need to carry. I carry my medical file with me because I have a number of problems.
Catherine, in the interest of time, we'd love to have the whole story. We only have about a minute here. Would you ask Ken what your question is, please?
Are these X-ray going to affect my skin?
You're talking about going through the X-rays at the airport.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, that's the big concern, because this X-ray at the airport is focused predominantly on the skin. And it is going to affect the skin of some people, and that's where this is a little dicey. And if you have especially sensitive skin, I would maybe go for the pat-down. And, you know, that's dicey also. This is a big problem. And, you know, I think the public needs to push back a little bit here and ask for this other alternative, the scanner that doesn't have any X-ray in it.
Frequent travelers need to beware. The blue machine is not the right machine. The right machine is the millimeter wave scanning machine, which is a gray-white machine. Stay away from the blue machine. Get to the gray-white machine. If they don't have one, then get the pat-down. If they give you a bad time with a pat-down, then make a lot of noise about it. All right, Catherine, good luck to you and your travels. Dr. Ken continues taking your calls at 888-553-7.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Hey, Good Day Weekend program is upon us, and some of you can see me as we're streaming live video at gooddayshow.com. You can hear Dr. Ken.
Maybe see me next week.
There, yeah, next week you can see Dr. Ken.
I'm all right.
Don't hold your breath until then, because it wouldn't be good for you. We want you to be healthy, wealthy, and wise, as it were. 888-553-7536. News this week about your feet. And something that, you know, it would really be interesting. Ken, look at your camera right now, okay? You see that on the side? See my foot there?
Whoa.
You can see that? Yeah. You're looking at the picture of my left foot, which has what some think is a bunion. And I don't know how many people are... Michael, you grossed out by that? Did you see it, Ken?
No, I didn't.
The camera. You want me to try it again? Everybody at home.
It's not streaming now.
Oh, isn't it? Oh, okay. All right. Well, anyway, a bunion. The most important thing here is the story of how you deal with your feet. If your feet are miserable, you will be a miserable human being. Without healthy feet, good shoes, good support, your life is ruined. There's nothing worse than being uncomfortable on your feet. So what did we learn this week about bunions and high arched feet and flat feet and all that stuff?
Yes, big news out of the American College of Rheumatology meeting this week about the feet. Bunions and high arched feet appear to be inherited. This is the first time this has ever been looked at, genetics of feet problems. I don't know if in your family this has occurred, but if one of your parents has bunions or high arched feet, there's a good chance you may inherit the foot problem. Bunions, doctors call them hallux valgus. It's an enlargement of the bones or tissues around the joint at the base of the big toe. High arched feet, we call this pes cavus. This is where the bottom of the foot is overly arched and hollowed even when bearing weight. There are some things, as Doug alluded to, that you can do, what we call good foot hygiene. You want to avoid tight shoes that pinch on or crush the toes, such as cowboy boots. You want to wear roomy shoes that allow your toes to spread out. wearing low or flat heels is good foot hygiene, and also wearing shoes with good arch supports. If you have bunions, avoid activities that put pressure on your big toe and foot, such as swimming or bicycling.
All right. Take care of your feet. They take care of you. 888-553-7536, the Dr. Ken Show website with his blog there. Check out the newsletter. Sign up for it at Dr. Ken Show or at gooddayshow.com. Tom is in Reno, Nevada, with a question about the story we had a little while ago. If you're just joining us, I was talking about a gentleman that is a friend of mine whose PSA, that is the blood test for problems with your prostate, the numbers are going up. So he is going through a number of different tests, and so Tom's got a question for you, Ken, on that.
Yes, Dr. Ken, thank you.
Hi, Tom. Speak right up.
Okay. Thanks for taking my call. Would you, at 4.6, would it be reasonable to consider a biopsy?
Well, that's a great question. And what's even more important is what we call prostate velocity, how it's increasing. And it cannot be very high, but the change from the previous one, that also is very important. The thing about the PSA, the measure in the blood of the prostate, it's not specific for cancer. It can be due to an enlargement, it can be due to an infection, or it can be due to cancer. And what we do is we use this as a screening test. We usually recommend guys in their 50s to begin getting this if you're at risk for prostate cancer even earlier. And if it's elevated or if it's changing more rapidly than we might predict, the first thing is a good digital rectal exam, you know, bend over. We all love those. And a good, especially urologists, but internists do this also, family doctors. By checking on that, you can hopefully determine what's going on. If there's any uncertainty, then that's when you would go to the ultrasound, and then that would guide you to determine if you need a biopsy. But if there was any uncertainty, you would go for the biopsy. But all of this is treated differently. If it's cancer, if it's so-called BPH, benign prostatic hypertrophy, which is just enlargement, or if there's an infection going on there. So these are the things that you need to kind of untangle when you're handed this lab test.
Well, thank you.
Tom,
all right,
thanks
there you
for
go,
calling.
Sir. Ask, seek, and ye shall find, as they say. Janine. Or I'm not sure, maybe it's Janie in Boonville, New York. Is it Janie?
It's Janine.
Janine, okay. Janine, you're on with Dr. Ken. Thanks for the call.
All right, thank you. I was wondering, I have a problem with my feet being hot all the time, and I just cannot figure out anything to do different about it. I've tried athlete's foot products and used all kinds of different, you know, cooling products to try to stop that heat, but nothing seems to work.
So you're a hot chick, huh?
I guess so.
All right.
Where did that be?
Well, that sounds pretty good. Burning feet is a common problem, Janie, and there are a number of things that can deal with this. Are you diabetic?
No.
Because you did the right things. You thought maybe it was athlete's foot, because that's certainly all of us have probably had that at some point in our life. That definitely will do it. Doctors call that tinea pedis. I guess you're not suffering from frostbite where you are right now, although up in Boonsville, that could be an issue.
No, not today.
Okay. There's something called polyneuropathy, and this can be due to an autoimmune problem, like we were just talking about with Crohn's. It can be due to a collagen vascular or allergic issue. And if the usual things like diabetes are not the cause, this is something that needs to be looked at. I don't want to get you alarmed, but there are blood tests that we can do to see if there's any autoimmune problem. And also deficiencies can cause this. Get your folic acid checked. Vitamin B6 deficiency can do this. So you want to get your vitamin levels checked. Also peripheral vascular disease. Are you a smoker?
No.
Okay, good. You're a little young as a woman to have peripheral vascular disease, the arteries of the lower legs. But if you are a smoker, if you are, you know, 70, 80 years old, you know, sometimes even younger, especially if you smoke or a diabetic, but you don't seem to have the risk factors. You don't have high cholesterol, high blood pressure, or anything like that?
Correct.
Okay, so I would not think that this at your age would be peripheral vascular disease. There are some abnormalities of the autonomic nervous system that can do this. And what I would do is, I think your next step is to see a neurologist.
Okay.
And the neurologist could look at this. Do you enjoy adult beverages?
Not very often.
So, okay, because that's another thing. Too many adult beverages can do this. So it sounds to me like this is a neuropathy. I'd go see a neurologist.
Okay, thank you, Dr. Ken.
It's been a pleasure.
Yes, ma'am. 888-553-7536. Martin is in Alamogordo, New Mexico, with a question for the doctor. Hi.
Hi, this is Martin. I've been going to a doctor, and I've got the shakes when I hold a pen to write.
Yes.
Or divide the pages in a book, hold
yes.
a cup of water or something. And I only shake at that time, and the doctor tells me that it's not the normal shaking disease.
Parkinson's.
It's what he calls involuntary shakes, and there's nothing he can do about it. Now, is this true?
Well, let's talk a little bit about this, because you have what we call a tremor. And,
yes, sir.
And what we get a little overly concerned about when you have a tremor is Parkinson's disease. And it sounds to me like they've excluded that as a possibility. But there are – you can have tremors that don't involve serious brain illnesses. Do you take a lot of caffeine?
Very rarely. Sometimes if I'm going to work, I'll have a half a cup of coffee in the morning. That's about it.
I would stay away from caffeine. That'll make this worse. Are you on any supplements or any herbs? Some of the herbs will do this.
No, sir. I had many years ago, I had a heart flutter, and they put me on
What medicines are you on right now? Because thyroid medicine can do this. Lithium can do it. Amphetamines, barbiturates. Some of the calcium channel blockers can do this. Too much theophylline. There's a whole lot of medicines. Thorazine can do this.
No, I'm on digoxin and warfarin.
And warfarin. So you have atrial fibrillation?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Have you had your thyroid checked?
Not lately.
Okay, I would get a blood test of your thyroid, make sure that that's not overactive. An overactive thyroid can cause atrial fibrillation, a chaotic beating of the upper chamber of the heart, and it can also cause tremors. What you can do for this is beta blockers. Low-dose beta blockers usually take care of these tremors.
Okay.
It's a kind of medicine. It fights that fight-or-flight response. I would make sure you get seen by a neurologist and that they exclude and make sure that this is not an important brain issue. And if it's not, then usually low-dose beta blockers can do this. Have them go over all your medications, all your supplements, every pill you're putting in your mouth, and also have them check your thyroid level. And I think that this will be untangled. Hopefully it's nothing more than what we call benign essential tremor, which means there's no real cause for it that we can identify easily. We put you on a low-dose beta blocker like Topril XL, Metoprolol, something like that, Atenolol, and that'll take care of it.
I do take Topril.
You take Topril, and has that helped it?
No, sir.
Okay. I would go to your next step is to get checked out by the neurologist to make sure that this is not a neurologic issue, a brain problem. Parkinson's disease certainly does present like this.
Very good. I thank you, sir. I'll do that immediately.
Don't mess around with it, sir. 888-553-7536. Is he a candidate for Jigsaw Magnesium?
Everybody's a candidate for Jigsaw Magnesium, especially here. Tremors, definitely, Doug. Good job, Dr. Doug. Tremors definitely can be happening when your magnesium level is not adequate, your calcium level not adequate, low potassium, but especially magnesium.
Magnesium is important for all kinds of good reasons, and most of us don't even know that it's something our body not only needs, but it craves it. And you need an even-keeled approach to this. That's why Ken and I recommend Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT, because it's constantly letting this, through their sustained release technology, letting this important magnesium. This is a, people call it a supplement. This is a mineral that your body needs to have. It's a miracle that these sorts of things have been produced in nature for you to have. Remember, you are of the earth. You are a child. Remember that old thing, you are a child of the universe? Remember that? It wasn't a song, but it was a reading. I'm trying to remember who did, a Canadian disc jockey did it in the 1960s or something. And as I'm sitting here thinking about this, you are a child. Your body is from the earth. And so you need things from the earth to sustain your body. And that's why Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT is so important. It will help you. And so you have a number of options. You can say, you don't need that. Or you can be smart and you can get on this product, try it. Nothing is absorbed well without magnesium in your system. SRT is sustained release technology, something that's unique to Jigsaw Health Magnesium. So if you want to try this product, and we advise that you do, $5 off when you call 888-364-5050 and tell them Dr. Ken sent you. 100% money back guarantee. Listen, there's no good reason not to try Jigsaw Magnesium. It's a place for you to go to even out your body. And there's no other way of putting it. If you don't understand it, you try it, and if you don't want it, you get your money back. It's that simple. But we're telling you, this is something you need in your body. Go to gooddaymag.com, gooddaymag.com, or you call 888-364-5050.
Motorcycle owners, here's something to stash in your saddlebags. GEICO could save you money on motorcycle insurance, and here's how easy it is. You call GEICO and speak to a specialized motorcycle agent who gives you a free rate quote. If you're like thousands of other riders, the rate is less than what you pay now. And before you can say, cha-ching, the agent also tells you about 24/7 emergency road service for less than a dollar a month. Savings. It's what we do for people. Call today for a free rate quote. GEICO. Saving people money on more than just car insurance.
I don't wanna grow up, wanna be a toy.
Shop Toys R Us for super deals on the biggest selection of toys and video games from the hottest brands like Barbie, Fisher-Price, Lego, Nintendo, and more. If you're expecting a baby, register with Babies R Us. We make it easy to plan for baby's arrival. Sign up in-store or online. Plus, make shopping even more rewarding. Join our free rewards program at Toys R Us and Babies R Us and get exclusive offers, discounts, and more. Toys R Us and Babies R Us, the hottest toys and everything for baby, all at low prices. Come shop and save today.
After age 21, young adults with disabilities age out of the services and supports provided by law through the school system. As a result, families are faced with concerns about their adult child's immediate needs for employment, housing, independence, health care, and financial security. Patricia Wright is Director of Autism Services for Easter Seals, a nonprofit offering services to people with disabilities.
Parents of adult children with developmental disabilities are really struggling with concerns that impact every aspect of their lives, especially when it comes to their financial well-being and independence. They are particularly fearful about what will happen to their son or daughter with a disability when they are no longer able to care for them, yet have done little to prepare for that time. Easter Seals is working to raise awareness of and advocate for the lifelong services families desperately need.
For more information from Easter Seals' new study about parents of adult children with disabilities, visit easterseals.com. I'm Lee Shepard.
888-553-7536. I sometimes forget that last number. Yeah, I don't know
six.
Why. Six. It's a big six. All right. To whom will we speak next, Dr. Ken?
Well, let's go to Marv in Lady Lake, Florida.
Marv, you are on now with Dr. Ken. Hi.
Hi. Actually, the name is Mary.
Mary. Oh. Yeah. Well, Marv looks nice on our screen. We have a guy who's not too good discerning between V's and Y's. Anyway, our apologies, Mary.
Yes, definitely not a Marv.
Okay. My question is, my husband is 73 years old. Just last week, he was diagnosed with multiple blockages throughout all of the main coronary arteries.
Yes.
The worst of which is a 90% blockage low down on the left anterior artery. The mid-anterior artery ranges from 70 to 80%, and the circumflex and the right, 40 to 50%. He has been told that he is not a candidate for bypass surgery.
Was there just too much blockage that they just had nothing to bypass?
That is it in a nutshell,
okay.
Yes. And actually, one doctor did say that he might be able to bypass the ones in the mid-range of the left anterior artery, but given the risk of the surgery and the fact that he could not even reach the one that was 90%.
Right, so there wasn't enough that he could get circulation to. It wasn't worth taking the risk is what he's telling you, Mary. EECP is your next move, enhanced external counterpulsation. Let's talk about it when we come back.
51 after.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today. We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
We are not relaxing. We continue to take your calls and try to get to your points and your issues and your thoughts and your concerns at 888-553-7536. Don't forget our weekly health newsletter that Ken edits. It's available on Friday in your email at, you just go to the website, either Ken's website or mine, DougStephan.com or DrKenshow.com. You'll see the box where you enter in your email address. Why not get the information? All right, let's get a final word with Mary here. Ken, let me just get to where she is. There she is. All right, Mary, you're back with Dr. Ken.
Hi, Mary.
Yes, I'm here.
Yes, so your husband was told that he has too severely and diffuse circulation to the heart. He's not a candidate for bypass surgery.
Correct.
His next step is enhanced external counterpulsation, EECP. This will create a natural bypass, no needles, no cutting, no added medicines. It's covered by Medicare, and it's for people who have problems to the circulation, and there's no options with stenting or bypass.
Is there anything that would prevent him from having him in any condition? For instance, he does have an ascending aortic aneurysm.
Okay, so what would get in the way of not being able to do EECP? If you have severe, very severe blockages in the circulation to the legs, a clot in the vein of the legs, if you have an abdominal aortic aneurysm more than 4.5 centimeters, you said he has a thoracic aortic aneurysm, that's in the chest?
No, ascending aortic aneurysm. It's 4.1. It's been stable for 7 or
right,
8
years.
Right,
that's in the chest. Correct?
Right,
ascending
right.
Thoracic aortic aneurysm.
Uh-huh.
That's in the chest. 4.1, we get concerned about those when they're 5 to 5.5.
Right.
At 4.1, that would not be a problem. I actively treat patients with EECP who have that. I would just want the blood pressure very well controlled.
It is.
Top number between 110 and 120.
It is very well controlled. So this is something that we might consider for him.
Absolutely.
Wonderful.
Yesterday.
Okay.
888-553-7536. Dale in, let's see here. Where are you in Arizona?
Kingdom.
No. Are you in Kingman?
Yes, sir.
All right, go ahead, sir.
Yes, Doc, I have a...
Hey, Dale. We're not laughing at you. It's just inside stuff. Keep going.
Okay, yeah, I'm a truck driver, and I keep getting these reoccurring kinks in my, like, upper back, like, pulled muscles, and...
Yes.
I wasn't prescribed. My friend gave me a muscle relaxer, and it worked. You know, it allowed me to sleep at night, but it just keeps coming back. You know,
Dale,
I
mean, you know, with your work, have you ever had any motor vehicle accidents?
No.
Have you had any trauma to the back?
Well, once in high school, yes, I... friend played a trick on me. I was sitting in this high chair, like, and he pulled a pin out, and I went down abruptly.
What a friend you have there!
Yeah,
because I bet that is where the culprit is. That you've had some trauma to the back, and what you need is a good chiropractor and orthopedic doctor to go over you. Hopefully, some physical therapy, even a physical medicine and rehab doctor would help. Hopefully, some physical therapy, and we'll get this done. And also, if you're having spasms, make sure that calcium level is okay. Low calcium level can cause spasm. We call this tetany. That's another issue that can cause back spasms. But I bet the orthopedic doctor or the chiropractor or the PMR, physical medicine rehab doctor, they can all help you get you some physical therapy initially to get this resolved.
Well, thank you, sir.
Good to hear from you, sir. Drive carefully. 888-553-7536. Let's touch on a couple of more things that are important news from the world of medicine. Vitamin D in the news again this week, Ken.
Yes, boy, vitamin D, it just seems like a week doesn't go by that there's not something about vitamin D. This is so important. It's out of the World Congress on Insulin Resistance, Diabetes, and Cardiovascular Disease. Individuals with low levels of vitamin D, Doug, measured 10 years ago, showed a trend toward an increased risk of developing diabetes. So this is another culprit of getting type 2 diabetes, the adult onset form. I recommend everybody get their vitamin D level checked with a blood test. Make sure it's over 30, and ideally make sure it's between 40 and 60.
All right, we have a few seconds. A lot of gout news this week.
Yes, gout. That uric acid gets into the joints and causes a lot of problems. And there are some things that you can do. The news about gout this week, caffeine can trigger gouty attacks. Cherries may cut the risk of gout flare-ups. And the gout drug allopurinol may reduce colorectal cancer. All out of the American College of Rheumatology and Cancer Research meetings this week.
Dr. Ken on the Good Day Weekend program at 59.